The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they trying to win? Are they not trying to win? What does it all mean? To talk about that, we're getting real existential right now with our next guest on the line is Odyssey NFL insider, the great Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Ross joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Please grade my Mayo read for you.
That was like a 9.75. I do this in a lot of cities. That might have been the best I've heard. I haven't given out a 10 yet, but that was incredible. 9.75 is the highest I've ever given out. Hmm. I don't know if any human being is capable of doing better than you just did. That was super impressive, actually.
Wow. I will do better.
Wow.
Way better than other cities. I have two things that we need to talk about. You guys know how I like to kind of take over the show when I come on.
Yes.
So number one, I forget the name of that song that we were playing coming back from break, but it was like, darn it, darn, go in it now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. So you know what's funny? That took me right back to high school and college.
Yeah.
Because that's what all the guys wanted to listen to before games and practice, and like they love that. Now we'll get them all amped up and motivated for the game. I never liked that stuff. Like when we were lifting in the weight room, that never pumped me up. That never, I don't like that music.
What did you need?
Rocky IV soundtrack.
Okay, that's also pretty epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocky IV soundtrack or like Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. Who knew, by the way,
was that Baker song?
A 5'5" British dude was so into high school football. It's crazy.
Okay, so there's two things. One, you lost me at Phil Collins and somehow got me back with In the Air Tonight. The thing is, though, it would just need to start at the if it doesn't.
No. The slow crescendo is like what makes it
hard.
But
pass.
What's funny is like, all the dudes that were like the headbangers and like listening to whatever that, you know, Metallica and whatever, like whatever they thought was like hardcore, I would still just smoke them. You know what I mean? Like I could listen to Alanis Morissette, Isn't Ironic or something, and then we go out in the field and I would just kill them.
That might have to do with just talent. Apparently metal doesn't make you a good football player. We'll find that out. You know,
all right, so the next thing is this. Right now, this week, what percentage of the conversation on your show is about like the red hot Cavs and how good they are versus the Browns?
I think it's 50-50.
It's pretty close. Yeah. Yeah.
That never happens though, right?
Like no,
mid-November for it to be 50-50 has got to be unheard of.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron's in town. Yeah. I mean, it's well, and I think JP's been in on this. That's really smart. If they were in 11-1, we might talk about them about 10% less. But because they're undefeated, it adds a little extra oomph.
Right. No, there's no question. Did they play the Sixers tonight?
They do.
Okay, because I was on in Philly today, and obviously Embiid and Paul George don't play in back-to-back, so neither one of them are playing tonight.
Yeah, so that means we're just going to extend the winning streak.
13-0.
I grew up a Sixers fan, but I'm now the type of fan that, for like the Phillies or the Sixers, just wake me up when they're in the playoffs. like there's so many games that when they're in the playoffs and it feels like it really means something, then I get involved, which I don't know, based on his quote, maybe Jedrick Wills is just waiting for the playoffs.
I will say, I think that makes you a front runner, Ross.
Just a little
bit. Guess what, Nick? It 1,000% does, and 12-year-old Rossi absolutely despises fans like 45-year-old Ross. You know what I mean? Like, I used to live and die every night with Mike Schmidt and Charles Barkley, and I hated the fans that just got into it when they made the playoffs. Now that I'm married and have kids and all jobs and taxes and whatever, now I'm that guy. Like, you think I'm going to watch the Sixers tonight get smoked without their three best players against the Cavs? No, I'm not. I'd rather watch. I'm going to watch Maxion tonight.
If you're a real fan, you'd watch the Sixers tonight. But you mentioned Jed Wills' business decision. Kevin Stefanski said, oh, we just didn't know what that meant. Basically, just playing it off like he's a dummy. What was your read on Jed's business decision comments?
Well, first of all, I love Stefanski. You know that. Second of all, you know, it's his fifth year. So I'm like okay with a comment like that if you're a rookie. It's the guy's fifth year. I mean, he's not a he's been doing this a long time. He's met with the media a lot. You know, if he doesn't know what business decision means, then that is probably one of the reasons why he has not reached his physical potential as a player, right? Like, if you're – like, I don't know what his awareness rating is on Madden, but we should probably lower it, you know? I mean, that it's not a good sign. But I read the quote, and it was like – it was a business decision. I want to go out there because my knee was bothering me. I can't believe they didn't just give me my starting job back. It's like, hey, Jed, first of all, they probably already decided they're not going to pay you. So it makes a lot more sense to put DeJuan out there. And secondly, I didn't watch the whole Chargers game, but DeJuan played well in the Ravens game I called for CBS, better than Jed had been playing. So I would have left DeJuan there. I mean, it makes all the sense. It makes all the sense in the world for a million different reasons to just keep DeJuan in there at this point.
Let me ask you, have you seen much of the Saints team? They're in a weird spot, and it feels like the Browns should be able to get a win, but we've said that a lot this year, Ross.
Well, guess what the Saints are saying? Saints fans, Saints radio, feels like we should get a win and go on a win streak here. It's interesting because the Browns got the new quarterback boost from Jameis against the Ravens and then came back down to earth the next week. The Saints just got the new interim head coach boost from Darren Rizzi this past game, and now we'll see if they come back down to earth. You know, they both have things to play for. Jameis is trying to prove that he's a starting quarterback again and whatever, and Rizzi is trying desperately to do whatever he can to win enough games that he might somehow get the full-time job there in New Orleans. That's why I always laugh. I actually have an article coming out this week for the 33rd team where it's like people will look at these games and be like, oh, these are meaningless games, or they're playing out the string, or these people have nothing to play for. It's actually the opposite. And I've been in this situation a couple times because there's going to be change and probably a decent amount of change for both these teams. You better play your you-know-what off. Otherwise, you're part of the change. And even if you are, you better be play well enough that somebody else picks you up.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So one of the conversations that came up with this just disaster, just stinker of a Brown season, 2-7, all this, was whether or not we were wrong about this team calling them playoff contenders, maybe Super Bowl contenders in the preseason, and that maybe we were wrong because they're not that talented. Is this season all about a talent issue for the Cleveland Browns?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, I don't think so at all. In fact, look, we all saw what they did at the end of last year with Flacco as their quarterback. Okay, that's like, those games happened. That was real. Okay? And then coming into this year, what did they do? They added Jerry Jeudy, which felt like a much-needed option opposite Amari. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, to have some of the guys they brought in, bring in Jordan Hicks. I mean, it felt to me, you know, to get another edge rusher in Zadarius opposite Myles Garrett, I would say, unless I'm missing something, I felt like Andrew Berry checked every box I would have checked coming into the year. And then what happened is the quarterback played really poorly. They lost some close games. And I would say somewhat surprisingly, some guys that we thought they could count on really dropped off. Amari being chief among them. I mean, I can think off the top of my head of like two games that the Browns probably would have won if Amari was last year's Amari in those games this year. The O-line injuries totally wrecked any chance those guys had of being cohesive up front. We knew they didn't have Chubb. I would say if you wanted to argue about a box that maybe Barry could have checked more, it might have been backup running back, you know, or another running back. But in fairness, I kind of like Foreman. And, you know, Ford was who they had last year, you know, when Chubb was out. So I don't really blame them for not thinking, hey, we need to get another running back. So, no, I think some of the guys they had played worse than they thought. I think the O-line injuries killed them. And the quarterback killed them, obviously.
Ross, you know, I love the NFL. You love the NFL. But, like, the past couple weeks, it feels like it has not been great football. It feels like the game has been a little bit down. Is it just because the Browns are in such a bad spot? Or do you feel like the game week in, week out, and maybe it'll uptick in the upcoming weeks as we start getting more divisional games, but do you feel like the product just isn't as good as what it typically is?
Well, so I don't. So here's why I think the product's not as good. And I wrote about this, that they're going to publish it tomorrow or Friday. I don't ever remember having this few mediocre teams. There are 11 teams, guys, with 3 wins or less. It's week 11. It's November 13th. And 11 teams, more than a third of the league, have 3 wins or less and feel like they're totally out of it. I mean, the only one of those teams I think has a prayer is probably the Dolphins. They're 3-6. They played better since Tua came back. They won Monday night. Their schedule's very favorable coming up. I think I saw somewhere where they have a 25% chance to make the playoffs. But there's also like 10 good teams. I mean, you know, there's 3 games this weekend with involving 2 of the top 7 teams in my power rankings. Commanders, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers. Like, there's some awesome games this weekend, but there just aren't that many teams in the mix. There aren't that many teams in the middle. The NFL usually prides itself on, there's usually like 5 really good teams, 5 really bad teams, and then 25 to 27 teams that are in the mix, in the hunt. Like, you know, the networks will show the in the hunt graphic, and it's like, what? I can't ever remember this early, this many teams and this many fan bases feeling like they're totally out of it. They have no shot, already talking about next year. I mean, I'm either on in Philly and like Kansas City, where all they talk about is how great they are and whatever in Super Bowl, or I'm on with you guys, or...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston and the hosts just argue with each other over whether or not they want the team to win or not, or whether they'd rather have a better draft choice. It's just wild. It's just a wild year. It's always about parity. It's always about every team supposed to finish 8-8, you know, now 9-8 or whatever. And yet there's just very, very relatively few teams that are actually in that middle zone.
Ross, Deion Sanders has multiple times hinted at steering Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter to more desirable places in the draft. I'll ask you, does he have that kind of power to steer either player in the draft from a place like, let's say, the Cleveland Browns?
Well, forget saying the Cleveland Browns for a second, but I think he does, and I think it probably scares the crap out of the teams, because Deion knows the business. Those kids have already made a pretty good amount of money from NIL off the field. He's going to have teams drafting high that he wants them to go to, like the Raiders and maybe the Cowboys, and I don't know what other teams. And I think teams are going to have to do a lot of due diligence to make sure that they would be on board, because he would be the type that would not be afraid to have them sit out a year or whatever. Like he would do that. You know, I mean, there's a reason why Archie Manning knew the deal too. And Archie Manning carried through with it, and the Chargers knew he was serious. And I think the teams know Deion's probably serious. What I think is actually more interesting about that is whether Deion is looking to parlay this into getting an NFL head coaching gig. Do I think he wants to stay at Colorado without his son? No, I don't. Now, I asked him that point blank when I did the Colorado State game earlier, and he said that he's got a bigger purpose, and it, you know, he's not, you know, he loves what he's doing and all that stuff, but this would be his leverage point to try to become, I don't know, the Raiders head coach and say, that's where my son will go and I'll be his coach. You know, and by the way, there are teams in the NFL like the Raiders that I can see going for that. You know, Mark Davis just sold part of his team to Tom Brady on a crazy discount just so that Tom Brady was one of the co-owners. I mean, people in business and life don't do that. Yeah, Tom Brady, great. They don't give him like a 50% discount on whatever it was, 5% of the company because he's Tom Brady, but Mark Davis did. So that's a fascinating, like, that's going to be the topic after Colorado's season is over, is just how Deion tries to play that.
Ross, this is really great stuff. I'm going to give you a chance to grade this final read and then hit us with the later dudes. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious!
You know what? I even closed my eyes as you did that because I really wanted to feel it and sense it. I got to be honest with you, because I knew it was coming, it didn't hit nearly as hard as the first one. Damn. The first one I wasn't expecting, which is probably why it blew me away. That one was more like just a 9.
Russian judges.
Yeah, I think there's something. It's like expectations in life.
Okay.
The first one, I did not know the movie was even coming, and I was blown away by it. The second one, I was expecting a great movie, and it was just pretty good.
I can live with that, and I'll see you next week, and I'm going to do better. That's all I can give you.
Well, listen, it's all about the surprise factor, like when I'm not expecting it. Anyway, enjoy the Cavs stomping my Sixers tonight, if that's what you even call the team without the three best players. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes. That was Fairweather fan Ross Tucker on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.